1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
It is now time for the Crime Report with Joe Jacklin, sponsored by the Crime Stoppers of Suffolk County. 1-800-220-TIPS, a reward of up to $5,000 given. And that for information that will lead to an arrest. Of course, Joe Jacklin, the retired NYPD sergeant, former commanding officer of the Bronx Cold Case Squad, current adjunct professor at John Jay College, and author of the bestsellers, The Criminal Investigative Function, A Guide for New Investigators, second edition. Of course, Joe, a highly decorated member of the NYPD, including the Department Medal of Valor. Joseph, how are you, sir? Good morning, Sarge.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing good. We got a ton of stuff to go. I want to start with a very unusual situation. Maybe you can map this out. The officer who was involved in the wrong way crash, Joe, yesterday, Robert Scheuer, and he was drunk back in 2016 and went head on with a Brian Fassaro. The car exploded. Fassaro died. And yesterday, unusual as it sounds, no sentence imposed, but it was Scheuer who pretty much surrendered in court. Now, he was going to get a sentence, I guess, of 3 to 9 years in prison. We don't know that for sure, but if you can kind of just map us through the proceedings, very unusual. I don't think I've ever heard or seen anything like this, huh?
No, yeah, this is it's a tragedy on all fronts here for sure. You know, he pled guilty to this in court. And he was promised that 3 to 9 year sentence for his guilty plea for the, I think they charged him with aggravated vehicular homicide and other charges, which is also unusual because we really rarely see that vehicular homicide charge in the DWI cases. The Supreme Court justice said he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to postpone the sentencing. So it's the whole thing is very unusual. I don't know if there's any back room deal that's being made or what have you. But, you know, when you plead guilty or something like that, I mean, first of all, you throw yourself on the sword, so to speak. That's what they call it. And then you're looking for the mercy of the judge. So we're going to have to just wait and see what happens without trying to speculate too much what can do here. This, unfortunately, nothing's going to bring this other guy back. And this is a lesson for everybody out there. I mean, drinking and driving part, I mean, I still can't understand why people do it, Jay.
Interesting stuff there. As the beat goes on, you hear of this stuff at least once a week. Joe, I can't help but notice so many fires in the Bronx, you know, whether it be kids playing around here. It's just a tough deal. In the last month or so, there have had to be at least 3 major fires in and around. Could anyone do anything about it? Some PSAs putting it out there in some sort of way?
Well, I just think it's part of the education process, too. You know, I don't think we're going back to the days of the Bronx is burning, you know, from the 1970s, but this is just looks like accidental kind of stuff that's happening. It's just really about parental supervision and being able to make sure that your kids aren't playing with stoves and matches and the like. I mean, that's what basically that one tragedy where all those family members died is the kid was playing with the stove. So, yeah. I mean, you have to be on top of your kids in this respect, so it's like everything else. You know, all these things are taught in the home, and I think sometimes we get away from that. So that means that we have to start re-educating the public on it.
No question about it. A couple of minutes left. Joe Jacklin on the Crime Report. Lots of vandalism taking place, Joe, in the Elwood, Northport area, East Northport area, in the past week. I think it was 37. Home windows, car windows smashed in, baseball bats. There's some surveillance out there of these kids. And I say kids, I think there's 3 of them involved. Do we know anything more?
No, it's just one of those things where you just kind of scratch your head. I mean, whatever happened to the day they're just ringing somebody's bell and running right now, you're destroying all their property. And so it doesn't make any sense to me. But I believe there's more video surveillance from these things. You know, you have an area like North 40s, Northport. Residential cameras are probably more than we think. So, I mean, and law enforcement never releases everything. So, you know, like everything else, if I was investigating a case like this, I'd be looking at those videos and then looking at the kids in the local high school. I mean, somebody's going to talk, and then like everything else, and maybe you can have the school's cooperation to help you, you know, narrow down who it might be. Because I'm sure kids are talking about it in school.
There's always somebody who knows something. There's no question about it. Anything more regarding the sculpture heist in that Freeport area?
No, nothing yet. Just like I said, we're waiting to see kind of approach. I think we have a lot more information that's out there about what the police know that they're not releasing yet, which generally means that they might have some sort of lead and they just don't want to, you know, set the person off.
And, you know, you and I have talking about the sexual harassment situation. Well, it came to the Bayshore Ambulance Company, of all places, this past week, Joe, has revealed, huh?
Right, yeah, you know, all over a gingerbread house. When I was looking at the picture and looking at the different things, I mean, I was struggling to see exactly where the sexual harassment part came in. But like everything else, you know, in a workplace environment, you know, there's no jokes. There's no anything that has to do with any type of sexual-related content. I mean, you really have to be, if you're a store owner or a business owner, you have to be on top of this stuff. And that starts with educating your employees. Sometimes people just don't get it. I mean, I don't understand it at this point. You go to work to go to work. You don't go there to, you know, to harass people and that kind of thing. Call me old school, Jay, but I just don't seem to get it.
Nah, neither do I. And finally, the former school custodian, I guess he pled guilty to attempted murder in the repeated stabbing of his girlfriend, and she broke off the relationship. Well, he is heading to prison, 14 years behind bars. Robert Schwartz, the state Supreme Court justice in the case, sentencing Tremaine Ashley of Roosevelt to 14 years, 5 years of post-release supervision, a terrible act of violence going back to 2014 here, Joe.
Yeah, so another incident of domestic violence gone really almost murder. I mean, she was stabbed multiple times. Lucky to be survive, and here's the issue where, you know, 14 years, you kind of say to yourself, is it enough time? You know, I mean, I know we're in the age of criminal justice reform, but I mean, if you think this guy is going to be reformed after nearly killing his girlfriend and then spending another 14 years in prison, I don't know, Jay, you know.
Crazy stuff and a lot on the plate this week, Joe. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great weekend.